He determined, we know, not to save all. Or there wouldn't be an eternal hell, and there wouldn't be few that find the way to life everlasting. So the only question remaining is, who chose whom? Do people choose God or does God choose people? And the answer is found where? In the Bible. In the Bible. Deuteronomy 10, 14, and 15. Deuteronomy 10, 14, and 15. I want to show you that wherever you go in the Bible, you run into the same truth. This is what it says. Speaking of Israel, God said, "Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it." Now, there is a statement as to the supreme authority of God. He controls the whole universe. Yet, on your fathers did the Lord set His affection to love them, and He chose their descendants after them, even you, over all people. Now, what Moses is writing there in Deuteronomy chapter 10 is the Lord owns everything. Everything in heaven and the highest heaven, everything in earth, all that there is belongs to God. And out of it all, God chose you, the seed of Abraham, and your descendants, and set His affection to love you above all people. He made a choice. And He passed by all the other nations. This is not something extraordinary for God to do in the New Testament era. This is how He's always operated. He even chose Abraham. In the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, Jesus says, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father." And then this important line, "And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son." Listen, "and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal Him." The only way you'll ever know God the Father is if the Son wills to reveal Him to you. All the prerogatives belong to the Trinity. All the prerogatives belong to God. No one knows the Father except the Son, and whoever the Son wills to know Him. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14,